What's up, everyone? I'm Bianca Torres. We're back with Apartment 5H. I'm here again with Jim's World.
Yo.
And today we have a special guest. We have AJ McQueen in the building. How are you?
Peace. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for pulling up.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How's your trip so far in New York?
It's been beautiful. Like I said, energy in the city has been great. You know, New York is an interesting city. You know, you never know what to expect.
What do you think is interesting? It's a safe place, by the way.
It's the people.
We're native New Yorkers, but we know what's going on.
The people, man. But it's beautiful. You heard me. It breaks up the monotony, man. It humanizes you. So, no, it's an electric city. So, I always enjoy myself when I'm here.
And you're from St. Louis?
St. Louis, right? Yeah. What's that?
All right. What was it like growing up there?
I'm from the probably worst part of St. Louis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. West Side, Wellston. You ask anybody about Wellston, born and raised. And, as a kid, I had my childhood taken away at an early age, just streets, mm-hmm. Poverty. It's the difference between being in the hood and being in poverty, So,
100%.
Mix them both together, then you get me. But I was able to navigate it the best way that I could, and I think that everything happened for a reason. So I didn't have much of a childhood, but mm-hmm. I grew up very fast. And but that same mentality is what protected me throughout the rest of my life. So,
How did it protect you? Like,
I jumped off the porch when I was 12. Mm. You hear me? So, and if those who really come from the streets, that's like the real age. Mm-hmm. All that starting a gang bang at 18 and 20 is
too late. Yeah,
it's too late. Right?
It doesn't count. No, I'm just joking.
should have had a felony.
You
hear
me? I don't believe you. You know what I mean? But just getting involved in the family activities, at a young age. Mm-hmm. I got shot up when I was 15. So I got shot twice for 15. So, injury from being paralyzed, So they kind of like, it's not the normal, when you ask a child about a childhood, that's not what you want to get, but that was my life, so dealing with that level of trauma at a young age, I was sent away after I got shot. My mom was like, you got to leave, in an attempt to just, protect me and shield and give me a better life. And honestly, that was the best decision she ever made. You heard me? Mm-hmm. So I started staying with different families when I was in high school. I stayed with six different families. And from each family, I learned something different.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I learned faith. I learned structure. I learned, liberation. You hear me? And I embraced my roots even more. So it gave me the testimony that I have now, and that's what makes everything in my life make sense.
So you decided to change up around 15 after that experience, or did it happen like a little?
Yeah, it was gradual.
Oh, I'm gonna say, because
I would like it would be dope if that was the storyline. You heard me? Like, you got shot and you just like, look, I'm up. But nah, it was gradual. The first family took me in, presented faith to me, you heard me, like, mm-hmm. in a very religious way, but,
okay.
but I'm not knocking, what they feel like they have to do, and that's a part of my foundation to this day, I'm saying, the faith factor, believing that there's more to this life, and there's a deity that, that's rooting for me. You know what I mean? That was given to me at a young age. And then they put me in a lot of programs. So I was in like teenage incentive programs. They put me in Taekwondo. They
Was
trying to help me curb all my behavior,
Well, that probably gave you a little discipline too,
oh,
right?
Oh yeah. No, I'm grateful for all of it. Even though I pushed back on a lot of it as a youth, it became a part of my foundation and just again, structure, discipline and principles. And those are things that I'm governed by to this day. My life is, on paper, it don't even make sense because I was taught nationality as a youth. Like, my uncle did 30 years in the pen, and he would call from the pen. And because I'm the only boy, I don't say my whole family, but, I had two stepbrothers that got murdered when I was younger. So I'm the only boy. I got four sisters.
Okay.
So
that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. I'm grateful for that too, because I learned how to deal with the feminine energy, mm-hmm. what I'm saying, because of my sisters and my mom. But my uncle would call from the pen, and he would teach me, he would just tell me random stuff that I didn't really understand until I got older. He was calling me, and it was quick, but he was like, you ain't colored. You ain't no nigga, you a god. And just hang up the phone, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't, you know, at seven, what do you do with this information?
Right.
But it's amazing how, you know, years later, everything started to evolve. And you know, so I was taught nationality. I knew, you know, I'm in a household with pictures of Marcus Garvey and Noah Drew Ali and, you know, the Black Passover and the Black Jesus, the Black Adam and Eve. But again, I still went my path of, you know, trying to suppress. You heard me? Mm-hmm. I even, at one point in my life, I was attempting to cover up my teardrop tattoo because I wanted to fit in different spaces.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just feeling like that's what I needed to do. But it's amazing how the Most High uses all of the things for my purpose and to reach other people.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you do go through that, like, when you start to transition. I mean, listen, I wasn't in the streets like that, but, you know, there was a certain age where, because I'm from the Bronx, he's from the Bronx, like, we're from that type of environment, so it's kind of, like, at a certain age where you do try to do better, do different, but it's, like, you cover up things. Like, for me, it was, like, maybe not wearing hoop earrings, straightening my hair, no acrylic nails. Now we see that that's acceptable, but you do try to change things about yourself to fit in. So how did you get through that and still remain true to who you are?
I think just unpacking, you know, a lot of us live out of a suitcase that somebody has packed, you know what I mean? You didn't pack that. You know what I mean? Like, them ain't your emotions, man. Like, them ain't your thoughts. You don't really feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really, that ain't you, but a lot of us are not given the permission, or we don't give ourselves the permission to unpack. So being forced to unpack is one thing, because you navigate the world in these different places and you realize that there's gates and there's doors, you know. Mm-hmm. So me attempting to navigate, you know, just the world on my own, you hear me? Like I said, I was sent away, you know. I was homeless as a child, you know, like throughout high school, like I was couch hopping, and you know it. But everybody was trying to save my life. They were trying to prevent me from going back to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I picked up different things, and then when I decided to pack my own bags, you know, what I packed was things that align with who I am as a person, you know what I mean? Ultimately my authentic self, but you know, it didn't come without a cost though.
Right.
I would like to get on here and present ultimate poise, like, oh yeah, I just knew that I knew and I knew. That ain't the truth, man. You know, it came with a lot of fur, you know what I mean? And a lot of questioning. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, stoicism, you know, you realize that it ain't about the answers, it's about the questions.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I have great questions, man. I may not have all the answers, but I do have great questions.
Well, that's how you get to the great answers, is asking the right questions.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. Inadvertently, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, you approach it how you supposed to approach it. So, yeah, so now when people look at my life now and you try to attempt to box me up or describe me, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to, you know what I mean? But the way I tell people, I'm a reformed gangster. Like, you know what I mean? Like, reformed in the sense of whatever gangster mean. But I'm really redefining it. I think the gangster is, you know, standing on your principles, taking care of your family, you know, take care of your mama, you know what I mean? Your kids if you have them, you know what I mean? Keeping your word. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? So
core principles.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Principles what it is. And that's how I govern myself. That's how I govern my career, my music career. That's how I govern my team. I stand on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stand on principles, and I'm willing to stand on it all the way.
Well, I see. I mean, you bought your mom's a crib. But
yeah.
You know,
got her,
I mean,
got her out, like, the hood. Got her out the hood. She's no longer in the hood.
How did that feel?
I FaceTimed her. I've been FaceTiming her randomly throughout the day just to check in.
Let me see the background.
Just to check in on her mentors.
Okay.
I ain't never seen her smile like that.
Oh, my God.
Never, never, never seen her smile like that. She out the hood, and she ain't got to work.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. We gonna do it the right way. And I said this on my Shade 4-5 joint. I said, you know, you'd be surprised the pressure that a lot of us men feel. Well, let me speak for myself personally. I've experienced pressure in my life in an attempt to feel like I need to do more for a woman I just met than my mother.
Mm.
And I've always pushed back on it. It was something in my spirit that, like, nah, brother, like, my mama's suffering. I ain't finna, I'm finna spend what, $500 on you? Not saying, but you know, it's a
yeah.
Hey, it's a weird place to be, right? Because you know, you want to live your life and you're growing, you're evolving, you know what I'm saying? But my mom in the hood, bro, gunshots, you know what I'm saying? You know, she sleep to those. Mm. But I'm out here with a woman that I just met, tricking.
Eating good.
Like truthfully,
yeah.
If we be honest,
seriously,
if we be honest about it, you hear me? So doing that, my mama good, man. Let me go ahead and respond to the DM at the PM.
Priorities.
So she can see him. Yeah, I feel better now. I feel clear-minded.
Yeah.
I feel like a man.
That's right. Integrity.
I feel like a man. I feel like a man. You know what I mean? And it went wrong. Everybody's dynamic is different. So I don't want to box them up, you know, but that's my dynamic. My mom's my portal. Right. And, you know, and especially for the conscious generation, we talk about being connected to the community and the ancestors and the elders. Your mama, your elder, man. You're like, how you so elder and grounded, and you just skip over your elders. But again, it's different. Sometimes, you know, the relationship with your family is the hardest relationship to navigate. You know, but you didn't choose your parents; God did. So, and if you can navigate that part, there's so many blessings attached to. Your real family. You know what I'm saying? I believe in order to find your soul tribe, you gotta forgive your real tribe. I feel like you want soul. It's somewhere in there. Like you have to forgive the people you didn't choose. It's lessons in it. Like, you hear me? It's lessons woven in the things you couldn't choose. You couldn't choose your skin color. You couldn't choose where you're from. You couldn't choose your gender. You couldn't choose whatever, but it's amazing them things. Some people want to change so bad, but there's lessons in the things you did not choose. Mama, I ain't chew my mom, and I forgave, but mama ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? I forgave her, all of it. You forgiven, you know, because when I was a child, you was a child too. So you know what I'm saying? And the more knowledge I learn, I don't like to weaponize knowledge, brother. Like, I'm not finna get on her and act like I always knew what I knew, what I knew, what I knew. I fail too, and I hid a lot of my flaws. So I believe that that's what makes me the man that I am, and that's why I believe that my blessings have not stopped, won't stop. It ain't because I'm perfect; it's because I'm willing to be authentic and raw. You heard me, like in front of anybody, I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? And my mother, that smile makes me feel like I can do anything now. And I lost my dad. My dad was 7 years. He been dead 7 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. So, being a man that I am, it makes everything hit different. Like my music hit different. My energy hit different. You know, because I'm really standing on it. You hear me? Like standing on something. You know. So yeah.
Damn, I feel like I just had a therapy session. Like, no, seriously, because we all go through that, right? Like we don't, like you said, we don't choose our parents, we don't choose our family, and you know, if you have integrity. You know, you gotta take care of your family.
Yeah.
You gotta help them out. No matter, sometimes you get tired of it, but that's your family.
Yeah, but I just don't understand like the willingness to do for a stranger,
right?
To then the people that, you know what I mean. But again, it's difficult.
Sometimes strangers treat you better than family. I've come across that a few times.
I feel like it seems like that because it's, and again, it's just. Case by case. Sometimes people really had it. I'm like, it seemed like that because it's new. Family, familiar. So in the familiar, it may seem like it's harder because this is familiar, but you're accustomed to it. So you're not going to see the beauty in it. You know what I'm saying? Mom's, you know, making you a sandwich don't hit the same at certain age. You got this, or you expecting this, you know. Strangers, you know, it's strange. Strange. Yep, stranger is strange. So there's beauty in the strange because it's new for you. Like, you know what I mean? It may seem like you've never gotten this love before. Man, you just keep overlooking it because you used to that or you're expecting. It's something in there. I feel like, I can agree on it, but I still feel like there's lessons woven, though, in the familiar. When you can overcome the familiar, I believe your brain and your capacity opened up to the blessings because now you've evolved. Like, you damn near shedded skin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I shedded skin. Like, can't nothing stop me, though. Now, my relationship with my mother, my mom, I'm perfect, brother. I was abused as a child. Not by my mom, but by her boyfriend. Like, I went through hell. But you know, all is forgiven, man. All is forgiven. You hear me? You're free. And when you free others, you free yourself.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say
So I'm liberated because they can't hold me. I even had a family member, after I posted that, I had a family member say, man, that's crazy you did all that, man. You know, your mama, man, she tried to start listing some stuff. It ain't gonna work. Mm. It's the power of the past has gone. You can't tell me nothing about my bird no more. You can't, there's nothing you can tell me, right? Because it ain't for me. It's for me to release that. Because I want whatever God got for me. Mm. You hear me? And I believe that that's why when I speak, my message, like the movement I got, all independent and how I'm able to, I just did 2 10-city tours, put my own money up, put my team in position. You know, I'm just betting on myself. It ain't because I'm the fastest or the strongest. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm liberated. You can't, what you gonna hold up? What you gonna tell me? I done fought my demons. I didn't master my demons. They taught us to they told us to get rid of the demons. I want to master them and sit them down just in case I got to use them later.
That's another thing, right? No, yeah, like being reformed or like just being, just working on yourself and healing, right? You end up trying to be in this different energy and being more positive and like overlooking shit like someone cutting you off in traffic and you know what I mean? But you got to keep it in the back pocket. Because
I might use it later. It's time for Ecclesiastes says it's a time for everything.
It's a time for everything.
Maybe a time for war.
But for the most part. You know?
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get rid of my demons. I might have to use you.
You never know. No, you never know.
You know what I'm saying? I was talking earlier, I was talking about how there's beauty in darkness. You know, we've been taught like darkness is a bad thing. Man, your shadow always with you, like, you know what I'm saying? Your shadow self is yourself too. You know what I mean? Shadow work, shadow boxing, shadow, like your shadow's with you. Babies are born in the dark. You know what I'm saying? You know, a plant is growing in the dark. It ain't the light that the plant ain't growing in. It's growing in the dark. You put this seed in the dirt. In the, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So when you get familiar, when you get familiar with your darlings, brother, I'm telling you, you appreciate light more. Think about it. When you're in a dark room, 100%. Light cut through, you be like, damn, that's light.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We've been taught darkness a bad thing. Now, I love darkness, brother. Love it. Meditation, you in the dark. You're in doctors.
How long it take you to get here?
My whole life. You know what I'm saying? My whole life. But I feel like, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I'm chosen, brother. Like I'm chosen, but I know that there's a cost though, right? There's a cost. If I told you about, like, it may sound like, oh, he a peaceful dude, but you know, it took a lot of war to get here.
Yeah.
I see it.
It took a lot of war to get here. So yeah, but my whole life, man, and my people would tell you, this is me for real. Like, we talk like this, you know what I mean? And it ain't about being super deep. It's just be honest, be authentic, bro. Say how you really feel. I was talking earlier about me and my brethren were talking about manhood, and I was like, man, the thing that's more dangerous than an emotional woman is an emotional man. And it was just random combo.
Thank you, because I've been saying that.
Oh, yeah.
Emotional man. Men be more emotional.
A more emotional man is wild, brother. Like, don't get me wrong, I get in my emotions and I get out.
By the way, it's not to say that men shouldn't have emotions.
Yeah, not at all. No. Don't suffer.
It's not to say that.
Emotional.
But like, to act off of emotions, women doing that is dangerous, but for men, obviously, it's more dangerous.
That's dangerous. You know, I stay out of them, brother, because I know that they can be used, you know what I mean, and weaponized. You know what I'm saying? So I stay out of them. So I balance those things. I read a lot of books, brother. I read a lot of books, man. I've been practicing taking my books with me everywhere I go. You know, that's how you combat the need to just scroll aimlessly, man. Grab your book. You waiting on your food in line, read a book. You whatever you would be doing while holding your phone, hold a book, brother. Like, just, and that's helped me out so much. So I read a lot of books, man. I play chess, brother, and I talk, and I give myself permission to question. I question everything, and that ain't everybody's cup of tea, especially when you in systematic places that want you to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no go-with-the-flow type person. I create a flow. I may align with the flow, but I ain't going with nothing that I don't agree with.
Nor should you.
You know what I'm saying? So it costs a lot of war to get here, man. A lot of being ostracized. A lot of, oh, he difficult. Oh, he a thinker. Oh, he don't want to. No, it ain't that, brother. It's just that I have my own way of approaching things. I have my own human design.
Mm.
I've been encouraging people to do more, to look into human design a lot more too, bro. Like, that's really the key to it. You got your own human design. There's nobody that there's nobody that has your human design.
Well, and just in case for anyone that's watching, can you break down human design?
Like, yeah, like, you know, your human design, you know, for the, in the sense of that whole phrase is your human design, your RAS, your reticular activating system, your own system, that the way you see the world. You know what I'm saying? You know you see it a certain way. You know, now under pressure, you know, we may feel the need to conform, you know, to people's way of thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
there,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There may be familiarity, like, right. Me and you may build, and we may be like, man, I agree. Man, I see it like that too. But then there's some stuff that we may not see, but then there's this pressure to conform. You have your own human design, your own your reticular activating system, that you, the way you see things and the way you process information and the way mm-hmm. you feel. And I think if we give everybody the permission to feel and not take it personal.
Right. That's a...
Like, why are you taking personal how I see the world? Why does that bother you so much? You know what I'm saying? So we all have our own. And I think we get more familiar with our human design. I feel like in that you find purpose. In that you find your voice. In that you find your gifts. And as the good book said, your gift to make room for you. And I believe that's why I'm wealthy. Not rich, not what I'm wealthy, man. I'm wealthy in spirit, I'm wealthy in heart, and I'm wealthy in love, because I'm at peace with my human design.
Okay.
The way I see the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people do need to, I feel like no one is allowed to have an opinion nowadays. It's like people do get chastised for like their point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why now everyone is like going with the flow, with the, on the same, you know, accord. Like everyone wants to think they should believe in the same things. Like, no, it's, I don't know what type of world we live in now, but it's just like no one is entitled to have their own opinion on things or their own beliefs. And just respect, even if you don't believe the same, like, respect it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you gotta do, just respect it. You don't have to agree.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's, I feel like, you know, the world is an interesting place, but I feel like mentally we are, there's a paradigm shift happening though, like, for sure. There's a shift, you know, if people choose to tap in or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There are those that are rising up, you know what I'm saying, that's finding their voice and finding their place, or creating a place. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I create my own place. You know what I mean? I got tired of asking for seats at the table. I built my own table. You know what I mean? I got tired of asking for permission. You know what I mean? Tired of asking for that, I'm asking for that. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong, it intimidates some, but then it attracts many, you know what I mean, and the people that feel the same. I have a 5% tattoo on my shoulder. You have the 85% that are sheep, but that followers and people that's just gonna go with the flow and it's gonna do what feels comfortable and don't wanna affect the status quo. You got the 10%, the ones that know everything. They know about the truths. They know about, it's damn near elitism. Like, they know that. Then you got the 5% that broke away from the 85 to go take the information from the 10 and bring it back to the 5. That's me, you know what I mean? So,
but 5%, that's the same as like God body though, right?
Mm-hmm. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head.
Arm, leg, leg.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a question. So one of my brothers, he I think he's 5%er. Can you be 5%er and in a gang or no? Because I was just having this argument with him a couple weeks ago.
I mean, yeah, you can, but I don't see why you would want to. You know what I mean?
Right, because I said, if you in jail and the 5%ers start beefing with the Bloods, will you go?
Right.
He like, oh, it's like a religion. I'm like, you ain't making me understand.
Yeah, no. You know, I don't see why you would want to. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
You know, when I was active in the gang, which I want to be clear, I wouldn't know gorilla in the streets and turtle guns and hawking down my enemies. Like, I don't even want to give off that. Like, nah, but I'm from the streets. I got active because that's what my OG say do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking down the alley, and I remember I was 11. And dudes say, "Where you from?" I ain't know we was at war. I ain't know we was beefing with nobody.
That's war. That's war right there.
You heard me? Like, I ain't know we beef with nobody. They beat me up and took my book bag, and I went and told my cousin. And my cousin say, "Man, yes, because you 6400." I said, "Well, we what? Look at your address. So any address that got 647 something." Then that's you. That's when I went back on that to defend myself. So I don't want to, like, I'm really gangbang, like, really, like,
St. Louis, the gangs is like neighborhoods, like Chicago type shit, or is it Bloods, Crips, GDs?
Same. So it's neighborhoods that are governed by blood. So it's a blood neighborhood.
Gotcha.
You heard me? Right. Blood neighborhood. So I'm from a blood neighborhood.
Okay.
Where you gonna see red? Like you see somebody in blue is word. They not from her.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Type stuff. And so my uncle when he went to the pen, my uncle came. My uncle went to the pen. OG, he got shot 9 times. He I'm talking about like real kingpin, all that. He came out, he was vegan, brother. He was vegan. He was vegan the Moore, you know what I'm saying? High priest. Every time I'm with my uncle, I go to the Moore Science Temple, like, you know, he transformed, because that's what knowledge do to you. So my, you know, to answer that question, like, how, you know what I'm saying? The knowledge is going to transform you, you know what I mean? And everything is rooted into, especially if you got a body, you know what I'm saying? And that's why my brand and my entertainment company is called God Body Energy, because whereas I was taught God Body as far as supreme mathematics, I take it deeper and really just bring it more down to earth. God is in your body, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of us are taught that God is this deity that hovers over us looking down. I believe that God is within. So, you know what I'm saying? Instead of going up, go within, you know? And so when you go within, what will make you still want to be connected to things that kill and destroy? You know what I mean? Like, if there's real transformation happening in your spirit, like, you wouldn't even want to. Like, I don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
You remember, I'm from there. All I've had labels. I had a label that offered me money years ago because I was on BET 106 and Park at 19. I was on 106 and Park as a youth activist. I didn't even know what an activist was. I had never heard the term. But they did a teen violence special on my life. And I didn't even know, and this is when Terrence and Roxy was there. It's like shortly after they dismantled 106, but they did a teen violence special. You can't find it on the internet. I can find it. I know where it's at. But they sponged it because I was talking about God and I was talking about religion on facts. Like, I could show you the clip. You're going to be like, I never probably saw this, or this is you? Yeah, that's me. And I literally, it was live. And that's why I felt in my heart. I had just got shot a few years before that. So I'm like, I'm out here trying to give the message to the audience, and they like they asking me questions about, you know, gang violence. But that's what I came up with, because there was a liberation in my spirit. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when it's a liberation in your spirit, like a real one, you start looking at everything differently. I don't do no destruction, brother. I don't do no destruction. I don't promote death music. I don't do no destruction. Like, but again, I'm still the one that God uses to go get a message to the gangsters, though, the thugs. I'm talking about that. My music getting played in the prison systems. You know what I mean? I got OGs in early hood. I got gang members in early hood. Strippers, they meditating to the music. So I feel like it ain't to suppress it, because why would the Most High send me through it if it's not to use it? But if there's a liberation, if there's a revolution in your heart, you wouldn't want to. You I don't identify with that no more. You heard me? I used to lock up with my cousins still in St. Louis. I don't do that no more.
Right.
I just, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you, I ain't talking about change, I'm talking about evolution. You can change a shirt and still have on the same clothes, but evolution is when that shirt don't even fit you no more. I don't even look good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So when evolution happened, your whole body, your posture different. Like, the way you process things is different. You know what I mean? But again, I don't look down on nobody though, because I give the grace, the same grace that was bestowed to me. But there's a difference. So it ain't looking down on it, but it is drawing the distinction, though.
I think that's important, too. Like, when you have evolved spiritually, whatever the case may be, like, you know, in order to talk to other people, like, not to look down on them.
Yeah, nah.
I think that's not judge.
Yeah, not
you know
at
what
all.
I mean? Some people do evolve, and they're like, can't do that.
I don't like when people weaponize knowledge, man. Like, you gonna weaponize? Like,
right.
So you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you heard me? Like
a real leader wouldn't even do that.
Nah, I don't weaponize nothing, man. I'm here. I'm just like you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm an evolved version of myself. Yeah, and this is the knowledge. This is what I learned. You know what I mean? Like I don't eat pork no more. This is why.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Versus just coming with this like weaponizing. Like, man, you know what I mean? The Most High gave you the capacity to understand this information. So you know what I'm saying? We all at the mercy of God. You know what I mean? But again, as I navigate the music industry, I see so much of people just not being their authentic self, but then wanting to be successful at the same time. And there's this battle. You know what I'm saying? If we look at the industry right now, I look at my phone right now, I saw, I think what Big U just got picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Durkin.
Yes, we were just talking about that.
Kanye West just talked about Jay-Z kids.
Like, all the babies retarded. Like, that's
if we look at all of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you suppress anything, like, you know, it's bound, something's bound to grow. A fungi is bound to grow anywhere. So that's just fungus happening, man.
So when you hop in the car, what you listening to? Because you say no death music. Is that like drill music and shit,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in the gym, you hear me? I ain't listening to Frank Sinatra. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to lift the world. I need that thing, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I'll be on the gates in the gym though.
Oh, that's my brother. That's my brother.
I'll be on the gates, man. Peace to God. Yeah. But I'm not promoting it though. I ain't gonna promote. I can't, because I have the intellect to process the deaf music and know that that's music and what have you. But the youth them and the people that may, you know, they don't have the knowledge barrier to not act out the music.
Right.
Because when I was in a car and the homies them doing the drive-by, they put on deaf music.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So
it puts you in a different mood, a different vibration.
Yeah. So that's why I can't, you know, but 85% of my music is reggae. You know what I mean? Like, I listen to reggae. I listen to reggae, 85%. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, I'm a hip-hop head, so, you know, I love hip-hop. You know, I'm a Nas baby. I'm a Pac baby. Like, I come up, Nip get played, you know, religiously.
Mm.
You know what I mean? A lot of Neo Soul, a lot of Sade, a lot of Anita Baker. You know what I'm saying? I love jazz, man. I love, like I say, reggae, Grow Nation. You know, of course, Bob Marley. You know, some Buju, some Ja Cure. Like, I love music. You know what I mean? But I'm a melting pot when it comes down to it. I listen to a lot of podcasts because I'm a thinker, man. Like, I like to think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it just raises my frequency. Anything that raises my frequency, man, like, that's what I'm on.
Well, you blend spirituality with music, and I think that's hard, right? Like, it's hard to blend spirituality and music and make it sound good. And
yeah. So,
and I'm not going to lie, I've been listening to your stuff, and I'm not one for conscious rap. I like the murder music,
yeah,
too. I like the ratchet shit. But, like, your music is good. Like, you know what I mean? And you're talking, like, spirituality.
Yeah.
Like, there's multiple things going on in your music. Not just spirituality, but you're talking about PTSD, which is hard for men to, you know, say, hey, this is what I'm feeling like.
Yeah.
So, was that always your mission when you started your music? Like, did you always know you're going to blend those things together?
I was just talking about, like, when I first started music, it started organically. I was just telling my story. Like, my first song was about me getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? So I didn't know that it would be put in a category or what have you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know people call it conscious music. I call it soul music, man. I'm
a
soul.
It feels like neo soul. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah. I'm soul hip hop, man. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, but I just tell my story. Like, even if you listen to the music, I'm not telling people what to do. I'm telling you, I'm talking about me.
What you doing?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because it's my story, you know? And then if you know that we are mirrors and reflections of each other, then you're going to see yourself. But I just make music that from my soul, because I'm a poet for real. You hear me? So it's really just poetry. Like, people are like, you a rapper? I'm a writer. If you go on my Instagram, it say writer. Mm-hmm. I'm a writer, man. I take pride in writing, you know what I'm saying? Like, pen to paper, like, really sitting there, you hear me, crafting these sonnets and haikus and these stanzas, man. Like, I love writing, so I when you hear the songs, I write the verse, I write the hook, I write the bridge. They're like, man, I'll write that. Nah, let me write that, man. Let me do that. You hear me? So I've always just seen it, you know, just me telling my story, you know, and it just so happened that people start liking it. It happened very organically, but I'm an orator for real, like, you know. I'm a Leo, man, so, you know.
You a Leo?
I know. A lot of people. And the thing about it
and
is.
And I like your vibe, but Leo, man.
I know. Watch this. You see how you making that face? You didn't even know. That ain't
I didn't
what you
know.
Got,
I'm shocked right now, actually.
I'm going to tell you why. So this is my philosophy. But if you would have met before I got shot, you would have been like, oh, he's a Leo.
That's a Leo. Okay, that makes sense.
I was rambunctious.
Okay.
I was prideful. loud, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All that. But I got humbled. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got humbled. Like God humbled me, you know what I'm saying? And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. So, and you know, the Leo, the Zodiac is the lion, right? Mm-hmm. So, And I watch a lot of Nat Geo, you know. I'll be watching, like, just in my yard, I cut it on and just had the lions walking on the TV screen. I do. I'm one of them. I'm telling you. I have the lions on, you know, but, because that's my instinct. That's my spirit animal. And the only two things that can really kill a lion is old age and if the lion don't want to fight. Mm. That's it. Mm. If that lion want to fight you, the courage in the lion, you're gonna yield first.
Everything and he says is mad deep.
No, but that's really, I've read that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I read about the lion. And I love, so, you know, I'm a Leo, but nobody ever feels that. Now, don't get me wrong. You come on my shows, you see me in my element.
Leo
you
energy.
Get me in a boot. Yes, Lord. Because I'm confident.
Yeah.
My confidence is rooted in the Most High. Like, but my confidence is, it comes out when I'm operating my purpose. Cause I got a cousin that's a Leo too. Our birthday is a few days from each other. We are polar opposites.
What is your birthday?
August 7th. Okay. And so we opposites. Yeah, you know, he ain't been humbled. And my biggest fear is that he get humbled and that's his last humbling.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean? But you know, so with that, Marcus Garvey was a Leo. Mm. Nip, Leo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You might be proving me, you know, wrong, or you may be changing my perspective. The jury is still out because I'm a Taurus. He's a Taurus, too. We bulls.
Yeah, but I feel like every zodiac specific, but a Leo specifically, if you give us, not give us, if we evolve, we become a wise lion. One that don't roar. Mm. One that's about his tribe, you know, the pride, you know, about his pride. One that just courage, and one that leads, you know what I mean? But when you evolve, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of, not even just Leos, men in general, you know, one of the, I read a book called The Way of the Superior Man. That book changed my whole life.
What was, you know, it about it that changed your life?
Just the mirror moments and the teaching in there and really helping me navigate what superiority feel like and look like in my life. And then that of a woman, you know what I'm saying? And just helping me navigate feminine energy. The book talks about polarity, you know what I'm saying? And the polarity between masculine and feminine energy. There has to be polarity. You know what I mean? A battery need a negative and a positive in order to work. So just understanding polarity, that book helped me change my life. I read a book on Taoism and channeling male sexual energy. You know what I mean? So I started practicing retention.
Down another rabbit hole here. Okay, we can talk about this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I practicing retention and controlling my dick. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, dick control.
That's discipline. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Gates, like,
yeah,
I'm not
going,
too.
Yeah.
But Gates be going down. He takes it to a whole nother level.
That nigga's retarded.
He loved Gates, but once he started wearing that feather, he started wilding. Like,
yeah, no, like I said, I like Gates. If I had a request as a fan and a man, it would be to, let the character go, man, and be the, you know what I'm saying? Because I heard you, I see you, like I see where you, but I think it's
still something
else. I think it's something else started, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that's just me, like I said, but I'm a fan, I'm a man, so and I don't mind saying that. But for me, retention, you know, and channeling my chi, channeling my sexual energy. I wrote my album, you know, retaining, like I've done a lot of great things while retaining, you know what I mean, and keep myself to myself, mm-hmm. You know what I mean, and so I started studying that, you know, I changed the way I eat, you know what I mean, and being more conscious of that, so a lot of these things helped me power up, and I'll be in the gym, I'll be in that cold plunge, you hear me, getting that cold water, man, sit there, mm-hmm. You know what I mean, like all that, and then just, I come out on a whole different level, you know, so all of those things, it allows me to be my highest self and the highest form of myself. Like the way I approach spirituality and consciousness, I ain't getting up here just talking high level stuff without getting practicalness. Mm-hmm. I just dropped gems right there. I gave out some books. I done gave out what I do and having a powerful routine. But dick control is important.
You hear that, Jim?
Like,
you hear that, Jim? No, he need to hear this. Say that one more time.
Dick control is important.
You hear that,
control
Jim?
It. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of us men are we limited and we are categorized by how we approach our male sexual energy. Mm. And then the book, it blew my mind because it was talking about, like, you know, they say the idea of when you have sex is the climax, right? And that's it. But in Taoism, the understanding is there's something higher than that, and it's balancing heaven and earth with your person. And I'm like, damn, I want that. You know what I'm saying? I was reading a book, like, how do I get that? And with that, you know what I'm saying, I started looking at sex totally differently. I say, damn, like, you know, I'm reading a book, and it just talked about how in the 90s, how sex was started being promoted and a propaganda to America. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it was only America that, I'm talking about, promoted it the way that it was. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? So once I started looking at that as a tool, and that's like, oh, I see what y'all doing. So let me get on the other side of that. Man, I started gaining my power. You know what I'm saying? I started looking at a woman. Look, I love women. But I see you, I admire you, but I don't need that right now. Well, I got my power. I started retaining my power. I started getting in the gym. You hear me? I started. Oh, man, there's nothing can stop me.
I was gonna ask you. So, for you to break that,
yeah,
what would it take? Like, what is the type of woman it would take?
Well, let me be clear.
Since you're so disciplined.
Nah, let me be clear. Let me be honest. Now, there is retention is something that I choose and then I unchoose. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna get up here and lie. I don't do that. I don't do that cap in my rap. I have no cap in my rap. Because a woman watches, she say, man, he texted me yesterday. I did.
That's okay, you're human.
No, that's me. No, because, but I think it's important to say it like that because it creates this false narrative. Absolutely. That we fly high and we don't, nah. I practice retention, keyword on the practice, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I practice celibacy, you know what I mean? There's times I'm like, nah, I'm cool, man, I'm really cool. But it ain't about breaking it, it's about choosing and unchoosing, you know what I'm saying? I just don't like to make decisions off impression. Like, I tell people, I don't like being impressed. I'm not impressed, because impressed is a button. You can, I'm not no button, my nigga, I'm a real human, like... You know what I'm saying? I feel, there's things I want to do. So I ain't got to break it.
Okay.
It's just a decision.
So what makes you decide?
What type of woman
makes you decide?
Oh, great question. A woman that's in tune with her divinity. And that's a blanket statement, but, you know, a woman that's in tune with her God nature, like for real. Mm. Like for real. I ain't talking about no religious person. Like, God and religion, two different things, by the way. You know what I mean? I don't do the religion. Like,
okay.
that's you know, that's that man stuff. I don't really do that like that. You know what I mean? But the God nature, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you one of my weaknesses. When I smell, when I hug a woman and I smell that she shampoo her hair, man, what's up?
Okay.
That's that simple.
Ladies, get a good shampoo.
When you shampoo your hair, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, because that's what first thing we smell. We taller than you. We smell the hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just being... just being a woman of principles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
that's hard these days because.
Oh yeah. No.
That's good that you have that. Like.
Yeah. No, I've been through. And when it comes to women, I've had my fair share of, experiences that shaped me and helped me become the person I am. You know, what I'm saying? I'm single mm-hmm. right now. You hear me? But after I put my mom in the crib, I told myself we're gonna start dating. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It was after that. I said, oh cool, mom's good. What's up? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, but it was a conscious decision. I think that's what it is. You're just making conscious decisions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But no. I'm a man in every sense of the word.
Well, I see.
So
I see, sir.
Make no mistake about it. You know what I'm saying? We love our queens, man, for sure.
So as far as like, because it seems like you like you said, you went on two 10-city tours.
Yeah.
But just your team and position, like, how did you learn how to do that on your own? Because you're independent.
I watching what other people did, like learning from everybody else's failures.
Do you have like a mentor at all? Or is there someone that you look up to in the industry that you follow a blueprint? No?
And
you like that, huh?
If I had one, I would have told you right now.
Yeah.
But I had somebody tell me I was lucky. I said, no, I'll just try more than you did. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I ain't lucky. You just gave up on that 10th time, and I kept going to the 11th.
That's
you
right.
You know what I mean? So I just, just study, and I read. Again, I read a lot. I study a lot, you know, and I study minds, man. I like minds. It ain't the person. It's the mind. It's the person's mind, you know. Mike Tyson is a mind. Michael Jordan is a mind. Alexander, you know what I'm saying, the greatest of mind. Napoleon is a mind, you know what I mean? Like, so when you hear how people think, and all that just helped me, you know, I started reading Contagious. That was a book that Nip used to read. It was on his book list. And that book helped me out a lot.
Contagious?
Contagious, you know what I'm saying? Principles by Ray Dalio. Just reading different things, you know, I'm studying those that did it. You know, a lot of this architecture, brother, like architects, they don't go and recreate. They look at the blueprint. You know, it's all they got. They come to the
design.
They come with designs, you know what I'm saying? They come with maps. So, you know, just studying those who did it, you know, and then my goal is not to necessarily do it differently than you, but take your foundation and add my own. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and the first thing with that is you got to be willing to invest in yourself. So I put my own money up. You know what I mean? I'm going to fix my credit. First of all, I'm going to go fix my credit. Mm-hmm. You heard me? My car, man, I had a Jeep. I was driving a Jeep, and that mug had broke down on me. You know what I mean? It needed work. And then I owed money on it, and there was this situation to where the Jeep was gone, right? I could have went to get another Jeep. I didn't. I bought a bike. I bought an electric bike. I rode the bike for 9 months. In that 9 months, I went to go get a secure credit card. And I built my credit up in 9 months, you know what I'm saying? And then when that all was over, I went to the lot and got a car, no money down, you know what I'm saying? And that was just me using a principle that I learned. And then so I rinse and repeat and do the same thing. I went and got my own, I put my own money in there. I do my tours, proof of concept it. And then I got the labels coming. You know what I'm saying? So I just recently signed a partnership deal with United Masters.
Right.
You know what I mean? Thank you. And so, but again, I own everything. I built the brand. I put money in the brand. I put my team in position. You know what I'm saying? So everybody you see with me are my real people. You know what I mean? And it's just independence, really betting on yourself. But you got to be willing to put your own money up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like put your own money. If you take an L, you took the L, learn from the L, do it better next time. But I'm not, the whole landscape of hip hop is changing, you know, labels, everybody going towards distro, everybody, this stuff failed, they firing their staff. So the thing is changing in front of you. So how do you get ahead of the change?
Right.
You know what I mean? Paying attention to the market trends and realizing, okay, this thing finna get swept from up under you. So me, I'm in a position where nobody you can't stop what I do. You know what I mean? People look at me like, okay, his music cool, whatever, whatever. But you go to my gram, my stuff, I can post a video, whatever's going viral, bro.
I'm saying your fan base, you have a pretty big fan base.
All indie, all independent. The things we've done, the platforms, all indie, all off energy and the people and having a great team. You know what I'm saying? Like, keyword on a great team. The people around me are incredible, are as incredible as me. And you don't find your team, they find you. You know what I'm saying? So... For all those reasons, I'm able to chart my own path without having to be loud with it. I ain't got no songs on the radio. I'm on, you know, Billboard, Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
Not knocking, you know, the people that's not my path, but I'm still able to. I'm finna do Baby's All Right tomorrow night. You know what I mean? It's finna be a movie.
Oh, we gonna pull up.
Yeah, what everybody
that's
pull up.
That's in the city, right?
Yeah,
yeah, it's
Brooklyn.
City. Oh, it's in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I did it in Brooklyn.
All right.
Babies, all right, hell yeah.
It's going to be a movie. And then on Sunday, I'm in L.A. at the Echo movie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's your favorite city to go to?
I ain't going to lie, brother. You talking about just a visit or to tour through?
Visit.
Houston.
Okay.
You were just saying last episode that you love Houston, too.
Man, Houston's the best. The food amazing, women amazing.
That's all he likes to know about.
Amazing, you know what I mean? But no, like, really betting on yourself, and that's the energy I put out to the hip hop, like the artists out here and those who aspiring, man. Take your story, take your music, your sound, put your money behind it, you know what I'm saying? Bet on yourself. You don't need a label to put the money behind. You take that $100 you about to spend on whatever, the clothes and shoes, whatever.
A dinner.
Put that into yourself, you know what I'm saying? oh, I'm dating. You can't afford to date, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Get that like, discipline going,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, come on. Like, how bad do you want it?
How bad do you want it?
I'm traveling right now with my whole team, man. I just did South by, you hear me, Rolling Stone.
I was just going to ask you about that, too.
Movie.
Like, how did that come about? Like,
I say, you know what I'm saying? The proof of concept, the proof of it. And then strong relationships.
Relationships are key.
That's currency. You know, instant gratification is what messes us up in business, because you want it when you want it now.
Right.
Anything instant ain't real. You know what I mean? Nurturing is real. You know what I'm saying? So you nurture relationships. Nurturing. I have great relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, like I said, I have a team around me that's going to go that extra mile to protect my integrity, the extra mile. Rolling Stone, I did a fat ass rap show with Antons. I did the, what was the other show? The Scotty ATL joint, you know, me and Bun Beebs. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. All independent.
How was that?
Amazing. The movie, man. It's a movie.
Like,
it's
Bun B is like.
No, Bun the Big Dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Being out in Houston, you know, that Bun the Big Dog. So
I gotta get one of them burgers.
Trill Burger smack.
I gotta get one.
It's smack.
What's your weakness?
My weakness? My pride.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it all the way 100,000.
A lot of us can relate.
Yeah, and my pride. I'm willing to stand on what I stand on, like to the end. I'm standing on it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm standing. So we just gonna have to do whatever we about to do, because I'm standing on it. I'm not moving. You know what I mean? That's my strength and my weakness, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that's my weakness, though, because life is chess. You gotta move. You gotta
move. 100%.
But I know that that's a weakness of mine. You know what I mean? So it's that. I am a lover. I love to love. You know what I mean? I ain't one of them that's gonna get up here and lie about my heart posture. I love to love. I love companionship. I love to give. So being in a place where I've been single for 3 years, two years going on three, that's a discipline. Single by choice, for sure, but it's a discipline, because it's a weakness of mine that I'm wanting to get stronger.
Mm.
Just being, because who you are, whoever you are when you are alone.
100%.
That's really you.
And you got to find out who that person is before you get give in a relationship.
That's all I'm saying. Before you sit here and bring your crazy to somebody else crazy.
100%. I didn't have that luxury. I got into a relationship when I was like in my early 20s, and we was together for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who I was, because when you're so young and you're getting into a relationship, you know what I mean?
Like, I got married when I was I got married when I was 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. I got divorced at 21. My ex-wife was the first woman I ever had sex with. So, and people like, man, how did that happen? You in the street. Yes, I held a gun before I held a woman. Yes, sir.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying? I watched my mama be abused as a child. Mm. So I was confused on what sex was. And when you ain't got nobody, this ain't like the movies. Ain't got nobody telling you the birds and the bees or how to whatever.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? I didn't know how to do that. But again, if your mama being beat in the next room over and she's screaming and the sounds sound like sex, so then it's just confusing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then I got shot and I got sent away. So it didn't happen the way I thought it would, you know what I'm saying? But I'm grateful for that experience. My ex-wife, first woman I ever had sex with, and it taught me a lot about women and my life, you know what I'm saying, and all that, you know. I'm not saying that I was out here. I ain't no eunuch, so I had all these same emotions, but I just wanted to approach it in a way where I wouldn't hurt a woman. My mama made me promise at 9 years old, one day after dude blacked her eye, was like, "Don't tell me you promise you never disrespect a woman." Right. I'm like, "I promise you, I'll never forget." Like one day the biopic gonna be crazy. Trust me, trust me.
Are you looking into doing something like that?
Yeah, I'ma fund that mug myself.
Yeah,
my whole team, we shooting that mug. You know what I'm saying? And the biopic gonna be crazy. The autobiography is gonna be wild because it's real. You know what I'm saying? And my mom made me promise to never disrespect a woman. So as I got older and I'm in the streets, I got a gun on my hip. I got a condom in my wallet, but I don't know how to use this. I ain't never put it on before. Mm. I watch these little movies, but I don't know how to translate that to this. And then I got shot. So, and I got sent away. And I got to this church, that small church, and the pastor was like, "Yeah, you know, it's better to marry than to burn." You know what I'm saying?
What?
That's the book. That's the book. They be out here doing that.
I mean,
they be doing that.
I kind of understand.
That's what it say. Better to burn with lust, like burn with lust. You know what I mean? Like having lust.
Oh, okay, wait.
I was thinking something else.
I was thinking something.
Oh, that's crazy.
I was thinking something completely. Oh, that's wild. I was like, damn.
That's kind of aggressive. Somebody say that. That's a crazy commercial for to promote cream, the cream, the ointment.
Better than whatever. I don't know. All I know.
Better than marry than burn.
I was like, damn. Order, I mean, those are the only two choices.
Order this cream right now while supplies last. So better than marry than a burn with lust. So I was dating this little gal that I met. You heard me, and I was like, you trying to get married? So I married her. No wedding, no nothing.
That's how mine went. Mom was like that in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was married for 2 years. Then as I evolved and I got a little confidence in myself, I started to look at her like, who are you? Because I'm a who are you? And it didn't work. But we pool. Like, I'm 35 now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we as old. But that's my path. That's my story. And the reason I tell my story a lot, because I know that it liberates other black men and just people in general. It liberates when you hear somebody tell their truth. Because the only thing that's holding you back is your truth, Ark. Like, tell your truth.
Right.
Find a safe space, but tell your truth.
Especially in this day and age, everyone has a facade. Like everyone's life is what they show on the internet, so to speak. But when you meet them in real person, it's anything but that. Like, authenticity is at an all-time low.
Yeah. No. A lot of people...
And it's so important.
Yeah, no, all that pretending, though. But God can't grow who you're pretending to be. You know what I'm saying? So just be... Be your authentic self, and like, again, if you need an example, if you need, I ain't never seen it before. Listen to my music, watch my gram. You'll see me every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, being who I am, man. Don't get me wrong. I balance being. I'm a warrior, but I'm also a gardener. Like, I balance two worlds. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
balance.
You know what I'm saying? Have harmony with self. You know, I'm a warrior, but I'm a gardener, my nigga. Like, I'm ready for. I'm standing on everything. You know, I wage war with Babylon for real. But I'm a gardener, man. I grow things. You know what I mean? Right. And I aspire to be a great father, a great husband, great all that. But first, I want to be great in myself first.
That's important.
You know what I mean? And again, a lot of us haven't been afforded that before we had kids or had whatever. And that's cool. Because you can always, if you still her, you can evolve yourself. Evolve or repeat. Mm. You can evolve yourself. And if you just need inspiration, I'm her. I'm a voice. I'm gonna speak, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? And I believe I'm cut from a different cloth. And dare I say, I'm a last of a dying breed of orators, of people that's not afraid to speak to the people. I was telling somebody that, not too long ago. I was like, man, all y'all podcast speakers and people, you afraid to talk to people in real life? Mm-hmm. It just bothered me. I had a little moment. I be going on rants, brother, like, just from my heart muscle. And I was like, man, why y'all scared to talk? I said, where the orators at? Like, the people that, you get them a mic. I used to crave the mic as a youth. I used to crave it. Mm-hmm. Like, my PR said, we got this podcast. Yes. Can I talk to her? Yup. Yes. Because I got shit on my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not scared of this. I ain't scared of y'all. Like, not y'all, but, you know, just the world.
General,
like,
right.
I'm not scared of you.
Y'all been to 125th Street yet in Harlem?
125th Street.
Not yet. How long y'all here?
So I got a show tomorrow. After tomorrow, we get here to LA.
Okay. They got the God Body. What's that on 125th and it's like a temple. It's like a God Body, like a school.
Yeah. You
know? It's on 125th though.
I need to see that. I would love to.
It's like 125th and Adam Clayton Powell. Seventh.
I would love to say that.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Well, I mean, you're probably going to be busy the next couple of days, but, I mean, you're probably going to
I mean,
back.
It's been there forever, though, so when they come back.
Man, I'll catch a flight for
when
that.
When y'all come back. It's tough. Yeah.
Like, it's I would love to, you know what I'm saying?
I'll give you Jim's number, whatever, you know what I mean?
It's tough.
I'll take a trip for that. I took my first solo trip out the country this year. It was amazing.
Where'd you go?
DR.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, I know it was amazing.
$20.
Were you practicing your beliefs? No, I'm just joking.
Brothers, this is not the time for procreation. Brothers, this is not the time for procreation.
Were you practicing your beliefs?
You gotta stay focused in the Dominican Republic. We gotta stay focused in the Dominican Republic.
Okay. I'm gonna believe you.
No, scout sign. I'll tell
you. Okay. No, I think you would. I
got that type of. I'll tell you if I knock the sign of coins out of something in the DR, I would tell you. I say Miss Nam.
The what?
Miss
Nam. Knock the sign of coins.
I knocked the sign of coins out of somebody's daughter.
Sign of coins.
I'll tell you, but that didn't happen.
No, I'm joking.
I would tell you.
I believe you. Yeah. But everything you're saying, it's speaking to me because I've recently been on a spiritual journey the last 2 years.
That's beautiful.
So like what you're saying, it resonates with me even more because it's like, I'm on that path. So I can appreciate your words.
Yeah, no, I just think that everybody should embrace that path before we forced to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And it did not come. It came from like...
Just
life experiences and getting to a point, you know
That's
what I'm
beautiful.
Saying?
Like we are, and I'm talking about... that's my message to the world, to the slums, to the suburbs, to the trenches, to the gangsters, to the you know what I'm saying, to the strippers, to the homeless, to the widows, to the children, you know what I mean? Like find peace within your soul and evolve, evolve. It's so much more to this life. I see things differently now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And you can liberate yourself. Ain't nobody gonna come save you. You know what I'm saying? You can save yourself.
Amen on that. Well, you have a 23-city tour.
Right? Soon come. Yeah, we touch a road, you know. And again, all independent, no labels, no bots, no machines, no big homies. You know what I'm saying? No cosigns, just the people, man, and God, and hard work, and those that align. You know what I mean? That's organically saying like, yo, like this that. That's all. And we gonna touch road. 2 10 city tours, amazing. You know, I sold out Atlanta on a Monday night.
That's all
factual. You know what I mean? So we gonna touch road. I got new music soon come. All real hip hop, real soul hip hop, like Pac will be proud type stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bob will be proud. Like the revolutionaries will be proud of the music that I make and the music that's coming.
Oh, we're gonna look out for it.
And I rap with the best of them. Your favorite rapper don't want smoke. I'm telling you, like real rap. Like,
wait, who would you want if you could, you know, have a feature from anyone? Who would you? Can you pick like two people?
Lauryn Hill. Common. Like I love to rap with them. I got a big silhouette. I got Lauryn Hill silhouette on my chest.
Like a tattoo?
Yeah. Oh, it was the first con. It was the first black woman I ever fell in love with on the screen, on TV. I didn't even know her. I was watching Sis Act.
Oh, Sis Act, see?
I ain't know Lauryn Hill, but I'm from the hood. That's the first black woman I ever saw that wasn't hood, and I was captivated ever since. Mm-hmm. And then I heard Miss Education, and that's why I write music. Because as a man, I was like, damn, I feel good. I feel love, you know what I mean? So, and that's my view of what a conscious black woman looks like. Not her, but the silhouette of her.
Right.
What she represents.
What she represents.
You know who I'm going to say I wanted to hear him with?
What?
You know who I'm going to say I wanted to hear him with?
Who, Errol Holding? I knew you were going to say that.
Errol.
You ever heard of Errol Holding?
He's a buddy rapper.
He's a
God body. Yeah. No, I'm going to check him out.
He signed, I think he went to Nas and then he went to Rock Nation, but he independent now. He from Harlem. Errol Holding.
I'm going to check him out.
I'm going to send Nick retarded.
Yeah, I'm going to check him out.
You can't use the R word anymore. That's not politically correct.
Sorry. His last project is Supreme Mathematics. That's the name of it. But he tough. He tough.
No, I love it.
I don't know. No, he's tough.
Yeah, no, I love like just real, like I said, real music that reflects life. You know what I mean? I have a nonprofit organization and a 501c3 performing arts literacy company. So in a city, we do free food program, sock shoe drives, turkey drives, all that in the community with the people.
Which in your hometown?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay,
where
that's
I'm at,
dope.
You know what I'm saying? So we doing all that with the people, man. And I tell people all the time, I had somebody that wanted to do a feature with me. And we talked about it, but then I asked him to come serve the people with me. I ain't want to.
So feature done.
I don't want to rap with you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear that.
So that be, you know, it's, that ain't everybody cup of tea, but mine is a little different. But, you know, I would love to, like I say, check out Lauryn Hill, Common, these people, the pen, I respect their pen. and how they operate. And I'm a fan. I don't mind saying I'm a fan of anybody that's their music is tough, but they also the authentic self. I'm a fan.
I'm gonna send you all his shit. You gonna
send me that?
You gonna lose your mind?
Send me that.
I know Mecca Tough Critic. You ain't heard of him yet? Oh.
How did I get in this thing?
Now, I know you're a tough critic. That's why I watched your face when I said the name. You said, yeah.
There's another Dre in the room. Stay
here.
Yeah.
All right. So you have new music. You have a 23 city tour coming.
And my book coming too, Sit Yourself
Your
Down.
What was it called?
It's called Sit Yourself Down.
Okay. And do you know?
Song come next
Sit
month.
Yourself. Next
Sit
month?
Sit Yourself Down.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my second book, so you know we write it. I give me writers, man.
Yes. What's your first book?
It's called Art of Life. I wrote it when I was 23. I don't really, you know, I thought I knew everything then.
Well, that's still. I mean, it's good to see the contrast.
Yeah. No. It's beautiful. You know contrast is beautiful, but but like I was young, I'm just throwing out knowledge without living yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it's different, right? Because you kind of did live, you know, in a different aspect. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a way, like, I feel like when you come from certain situations in life, like, even though you're young, you still have a life experience to talk about. And then
when
you get older, it's kind of like you reflect on those life experiences. Yeah. And of course, you have a different outlook, but.
That's fair. Yeah, no, I say it's bad. I just think it's different when you can choose your life versus your life is given to you and for. So everything before I wrote that book, I ain't had no control over my life.
Right.
Now I'm a mature man who's living and I can talk about some things from a different vantage point.
Right.
But you I agree the contrast is important. So.
And when is the new music coming, just so that people can be aware?
So we're in March. I'm gonna drop a new single in April. You know, a new single in April. I got some amazing features. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like,
Can you tell us any of them?
I definitely...
Not just one?
Cannot. No, just I can't.
Like, half of one? Can we get an initial?
I'll say like this. This is how I'm answering. Just don't be surprised. You know what I'm saying? If you cut on, if you push play on something, you heard me with the Queen NDIRE, or you see me with the God Joey Battles, or you see me with all the people. Like, it's people that really rock with the God, and I rock with them too. And you know, we find ways to make it make sense. So.
All right. Well, we'll be looking out for it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Top 10.
You have anything else you want to add, Jay?
Nah, he answered everything I wanted to hear.
Okay.
That's love. I appreciate y'all for having me, for sure.
Thank you for pulling up. And when you come back, Jim is going to take you on a tour in Harlem.
I would love that.
And so keep us posted. What you're doing.
For sure.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.